Just a heads up, the Razzball podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
Hi, it's Nick. Can you smell that? It's the smell of the playoffs. Luckily, you followed our advice and rode Josh Gordon and Alshon Jeffrey all the way to the money round. Josh Gordon, I mean crazy. I love you, Joshy. Love you. Kisses. If anyone wants to get me a number 12 Browns jersey for the holidays, I'm a large. I'm looking at you, crazy stalker girl from Cleveland, and I know you know where to send it because I saw you hiding in my shrubs this weekend. By the way, your new yellow eyeshadow looked great. Totally dig that you shaved your head. You know I love it when the carpet matches the drapes. I kid. Seriously though, I am a large. Speaking of serious things, are you a Razzball podcast super fan? We're working on a big project for 2014. I mean, it's big. If you've got 5 minutes that you'll never get back to have a chat with me on the phone, tell me what you like and don't like about the podcast, shoot me an email, nick@razzball.com, or DM me at Nick Capozzi, N-I-C-K-C-A-P-O-Z-Z-I, and we'll talk. I'm also curious what you're going to do with your big winnings this year. Invest in the market, buy mom a new set of dish towels for all the ones you ruined as a teenager, buy a blow-up doll. Hey, I don't judge. I live in a city where the mayor smokes crack while on drunken stupors. Kinda reminds me of my bachelor party in Columbus, Ohio, which surprisingly is not a great place to have a bachelor party. JB and J Wrong will bring us their playoff cheer, and of course Murph and Sky didn't show up just so we're consistent throughout the year. From the DraftKings.com studio, it's the Razzball Podcast for whatever the hell week it is in fantasy football. Here we go.
Show might make your muscles start to spasm. It may even cause some of you to orgasm.
It's a Razzball Podcast. You need fantasy help.
Well, we think you prefer us. We rock the mic so hard we should ride in the tour bus. Make you shoot all down your leg like your Plaxico Burris.
It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast.
It's Razzball, baby.
NFC Notes.
Join now by at JB Gilpin, G-I-L-P-I-N on Twitter. JB, welcome to the Razzball Podcast. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. I am 8 straight strong. That's how I am.
Do you tell all the girls that?
You know, I can't say it with a straight face. They know it's a lie.
I don't know where to go with that. You have me stumped.
Well, that's what I go for on the show.
I'm really glad you called, JB, because I've been sitting in the production office with Kyle, our super producer, and all he's done for the past half hour while I was spending my 18 minutes on show prep is complain about kids. His kids, the kids he teaches at the radio school.
Kids are the worst.
Kyle, do you want to come on the air and complain some more? Hey, JB.
What's up? What can I do for you?
JB, I love Josh Gordon. I love you, Joshy.
I know you do. Hey, he was my DraftKings pick this week as my flex. That worked well.
Ooh. I like how you worked that in, JB. I liked how you worked it in. Hey, JB, just so you know, I have no notes today because even though we're taping on a Tuesday today and we discussed that we'd prepare for week 14 coming up, you sent me notes for week 13. So, tisk, tisk on you, sir.
Oh, what? Tisk on me? We usually do recaps, and B, you're the one that hippity-skippity'd a day late on this. It wasn't my decision.
Hey, first of all, it wasn't hippity-skippity. It was Kyle, the super producer, had to babysit children on a Monday.
Then you're always stuck behind those school buses, and it's just off. Do you have school buses up there? I don't even know.
You know, JB, I was going to hold back today. I wasn't going to make any jokes. Actually, I'm upset at you, JB, because Last week, I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, at your beautiful airport. I had crab cakes. They were terrible. Where did I have crab? No, I had that in Baltimore on the way back. Okay, I'm full of baloney. But I was in Charlotte, and I said, hey, JB, why don't you come to the airport, and I'll buy you a coffee? And what was your response? I can't, because, I just don't want to.
I'm driving 3 hours to the Charlotte airport just to see your broke ass sitting around.
I'm not broke.
What would you have bought me?
I would have bought you a coffee. I would have bought you some Carolina barbecue. Actually,
now we're talking.
You know what I did have? Here we go. Here's what I ate at the Charlotte airport. This is part of my health kick. I had Bojangles chicken, which just felt wrong.
Ah, good choice.
Yeah, it was delicious. I was looking for a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I hate their politics. I love their fried meat. But they only had a Bojangles.
Yeah, they're both winners. Both winners.
It's tough going to a Chick-fil-A because you're like, I don't like what you stand for. But then the food is so good and you walk in and they're like, hello, sir. How are you today? I'm fine, but I'm here to protest. Oh, would you like some delicious chicken and an iced tea while you wait, sir? Show's totally.
They always say, how may I serve you? How may I serve you this week, Nick? What do you want to talk about?
JB, here's what I actually want to talk about. We have a mega, super mega, triple mega announcement coming up, but I can't announce it yet.
Well, that's no
I
fun.
Know. It's called a teaser.
You're like the 4-year-old at the playground with the big secret. Now I see why Kyle hates kids so much. You're one of them.
I am kind of like Kyle's child around here. Kyle, did Murph call in? Did my buddy Sky call in? No. Go clean your room. So, JB. JB, you there?
What's up? Yeah, I'm here.
JB, are you married?
I am not.
Good,
but
you're a
I
wise
have
man.
I've had a girlfriend for 3.5 years, and we lived together for a while. So,
hold on, for a while? So does that mean you're not living together anymore?
No, we have lived together for over 2 years now.
Oh, good for you. Let me give you one piece of advice that you didn't ask for. Don't have your bachelor party in Columbus, Ohio.
That sounds like a terrible option.
I know, it was terrible. That's really where I had my bachelor party. Don't ask. It had to do with immigration. But, no, I really had my bachelor party in Columbus, Ohio.
I think I'm going to have mine in Toronto in Rob Ford's basement.
You know, I mentioned that in the intro. I don't judge. Whatever you're into, I don't judge. Because I live in a city where the mayor admits to going on drunken stupors and smoking crack. Now, I'm pretty, you know, I like to think of myself as pretty plugged in. You know, I know Toronto well. I know where to go. You need something? I can help you out. I don't know where to get crack. Now, I'm not a mayor, but I'm thinking if you're the mayor, anyway, we should move on. We should talk some football.
Let's do it.
Hey, oh, one more thing, JB. Also, I apologize. I mentioned this in the intro, but I will say it again. If you are a regular listener to our shenanigans here on the podcast, email me, nick@razzball.com, or DM me on Twitter, @NickCapozzi, NICCKCAPOZZI. I want to talk to you. I want to get you on the phone. I want you to tell me I like JB or I don't like JB. You should fire Jay Wrong. We need more Sky. I want to know what you think. Not you, JB, like the listeners. All 7 of them.
I'm going to spam your DM so bad.
It's like every other day. Okay. Let's talk about some football. Did you make the playoffs in any leagues that you're in, JB?
Yeah. I've already clinched Riders League playoffs, even though I started 8-0 and now I'm 9-4, so it's not gone too well. I'm in three money leagues, three pinata leagues, where the fantasy winnings will hopefully spill right to me, but I only made the playoffs in one.
Well, listen, I tell you what, I used to work in the jewelry business in the Caribbean. If you do win a couple of bucks and you want to buy an engagement ring for that lovely lady who spent 2 years living with you, God knows why, I can help you out.
Well, that is a good question and a good advisement.
I love you, diamondsinternational.com. Enter promo code RASBALL. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. So, JB, couple rules. Just in case, for some reason, this is your first year in the playoffs, couple things you need to remember. A, you better have your handcuffs. If you're in a league where you can still pick up and drop guys in the playoffs, if you've got a starter at any position, you better have their backup. Agree or disagree, JB?
I mean, that's kind of a blanket statement that I don't totally agree with, but I tend to agree
Ooh,
with.
Ooh, controversy. Tell me about it.
I mean, like, you're not picking up Lamar Miller's handcuff or something like that. But, I mean, the stud, you try to have your backups.
Okay. Would you rather have – well, let me ask you this way. Let's say you have Lamar Miller and you have to – and you're starting him, okay, and you're in the playoffs. Would you rather keep an Andre Ellington or a Joik Bell – well, Joik Bell's a bad example – or do you think maybe on your bench you should have Daniel Thomas?
Well, Daniel Thomas is, I believe, hurt for the year. So it's this, like, Gillespie dude. I don't know. It's a whole mess there. I think I'd rather hold on to Ellington for the upside, or obviously if you had Bell, then you're doing great because Bell's been awesome.
Yeah. What a running back attack between Reggie Bush and Joik Bell.
Yeah. They've been beastly. He had another good game this past week in their rout of the Packers. I think they're both good. Bell's flex-worthy, especially in PPR.
All right. I like handcuffs. I would rather be, again, if you can add drop, I would have every handcuff because let's say something happens, you need to pick someone else up. It's likely just the playoff teams that are adding and dropping. So the waiver pool gets a little bit deeper, especially too, because there's no more bye weeks at this point. So rule number one for me is have a handcuff. Rule number two, you got any rules you want to insert here, JB?
Rules for the playoffs. Don't get too cute. That's about the best I can give you.
Okay, again, crack analysis here at the RASBALL Podcast. What I was going to say is avoid outdoor games like the plague. Oh, yeah, I know that's a sexy wide receiver you want to start, but he's playing in the tundra. So give me domes. Give me southern cities. I mean, that's a key thing because I have had a few occasions where the snow starts flying in the Rust Belt, and next thing you know, your quarterback goes 4 for 18.
Yeah, that's a good one. Check the weather, I think, is maybe a better blanket statement than never start anyone outside. Okay. Looking at your boyfriend, Josh Gordon, going at New England.
He's not my boyfriend. Stop it.
Yes, he is. Obviously, you're going to play him regardless, but if it's blizzard out there, give you a thought.
See, you know what? You're giving blanket statements. I'm drilling down. I'm giving real analysis here, JB.
I like blankets. They're warm.
So, JB, I got more rules here. I'm going to go through a couple of them, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I got no rules. I was making that part up. I got two rules. Handcuffs and avoid bad weather. Those are my principles for playoff success. Also, oh, here's a third rule. Just because you brung her to the dance doesn't mean you got to dance with her. Is that a good Carolina expression?
We don't really dance here in Carolina, so we just drink in the corner. So if you bring her to drink in the corner with you, doesn't mean you have to pass out with her. How about
Ooh,
that?
Ooh, I like that. And what I mean by that is, if you rode James Cameron in his hot start, for example, to a 4-0 start, and you're still starting James Cameron because you think he's going to get hot again, I'd be looking at other tight ends that are options.
I'd be looking for the next multi-billion-dollar movie after Avatar instead of tight end production, but that's just me.
What?
It's Jordan Cameron, not James Cameron.
You were drinking this morning again, weren't you?
I think you're the one drinking.
No, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's not a Monday, so Kyle's 18% less crusty. You literally see the crust falling off him. Although I walked in this morning and he's wearing a big white shirt with these big horizontal blue stripes. I reminded him it's vertical stripes that are slimming, not horizontal.
I don't get
Kyle's
that one.
Kyle's going to shoot me? I'll tweet out a picture today of Kyle's shirt.
All right.
Okay, you know what we need to talk about? We need to get serious right now, JB, okay?
Sure.
Snap to it, buddy. All right, because it's time to talk a little bit of...
The Daily Fantasy Sports Report.
You can follow them on Twitter, at DraftKings. Of course, DraftKings.com is North America's leader in fantasy sports. By the way, you know how fast DraftKings is growing? The reason is that it's a great product, obviously, but just Google. I'll just tell you. They got $24 million of Round B funding last week. DraftKings is serious. So you need to get on that right now, JB. What are you doing right now? You're signing up at DraftKings.com.
I actually am signing up on DraftKings.com. I see here on the main page, Adam Schefter, ESPN's Adam Schefter, is doing his own contest this weekend.
So let me ask you this, JB. What are you going to do with all your DraftKings winnings this year?
Well, since I have none right now, I can only speculate of all the... maybe make some patchwork on my trailer so it doesn't leak as much. Maybe get
seriously,
some,
you haven't won money at DraftKings?
Get some better distillery.
I've actually won a ton this year. I've had a very good year at DraftKings. Obviously, you need to be listening to me, not to you.
I did a lot better in baseball, and then I've been playing in kind of the low-risk, high-reward contests. So I haven't done a lot of the triple-ups.
But see, that's what I love about DraftKings, because I'll literally, because you can, they're the only daily fantasy game where you can sub in and out players at the last minute, depending on stuff like weather or if a guy's injured. So I'll be sitting there watching the weather and saying, okay, look, you know what? It's really windy in Buffalo. I'm pulling Stevie Johnson out and I'm putting T.Y. Hilton in. All right. So that's how I've had a lot of success this year. Hey, let me ask you a question, JB.
Shoot.
Is Jay Wrong with us?
I don't know. Your receptionist put me on hold for a second there, and then I don't know.
Reception.
Is Jay Wrong among us?
Jay Wrong, are you there?
Jay Wrong is here.
Hey, everybody's here. It's a big party.
Oh, my gosh. This is too much. It's been so long.
Jay Wrong, I'd like to introduce you to JB.
It's been too long. I haven't heard.
My head is getting some wood talking to Chargers fans.
Okay, I again, JB, you know what? We're going to have a new blanket rule here on the Razzball podcast. JB has to run all his jokes by Kyle before the show.
I second that.
All right, here's how we're going to do this, guys, because I'm doing impromptu here. We're just flying by the seat of our pants here at 102.1 The Edge at the DraftKings.com studio in Toronto. So here's what I'll do, guys. I'm going to ask you both questions, but I'll direct it to you by name. You can answer, and if the other guy wants to rebut something, we can do that as well. But just because you guys aren't here with me, you're just with me in spirit. I want to have a good conversation going. So, Jay Wrong, the reason we brought you in is because JB and I have been talking about playoff strategies and what you're going to do with your winnings. So, Jay Wrong, we've already discussed handcuffs are critical, watch the weather, and don't necessarily dance with the girl you brought. You got any other playoff tips for Razzball Nation?
Well, for me to have good tips, I would probably have to be in some kind of playoffs this year. But those sound good. I think, especially with the weather, you want to stay away from cold weather teams offensively. I think you want to depend on guys that you've been trying to, maybe... you know, sticking with guys that have been stable this year who will continue. You probably don't want to, you want to be risk adverse. Those are probably some nuggets I can give you. Other than that, just stick with the guys you've believed in all year. Just don't do any panic moves. Don't second guess. Just try to be you, you know, kind of like in life, I guess.
And see, that's why you're not in any playoffs.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you just broke all the rules in one sentence.
Yeah.
Okay, JB, give him a hard time.
I mean, you're playing your best team. I think, as Nick would say, if James Cameron helped you get to the playoffs, you don't necessarily need to play James Cameron. I think you just field your best team. I don't really have too much to disagree with Jay Wrong on that.
But Jay Wrong, how have you not made the playoffs? Because your Chargers, Philip Rivers is having a great year. Keenan Allen has, you know, he's Rookie of the Year candidate. Danny Woodhead's been fantastic. I figured your team would be full of superchargers.
Yeah, you know, and it would be a good strategy if I drafted all chargers, but the problem is on the other side, besides drafting half the team as chargers, I drafted guys like, you know, E.J. Spiller and, you know, Ray Rice, guys like that who who unfortunately have brought the median down. So, I mean, I'm on the cusp. They're all teams around 500. I actually have an auction league where I'm like 11-1, but that has nothing to do with anything we do here on Razzball. It's not a PPR or anything, and it's an auction. So, you know, what are you going to do?
All right. Now, JB, J. Rong hasn't been here for a couple of weeks, so he's a little bit out of the loop. But I'm more curious, JB, have you missed J. Rong?
I always miss J. Rong when he's not near and dear to my comments and heart.
Jay, where have you been, by the way? Were you in Southern California? Were you getting a tan?
No, I was actually, you know what I do, as, you know, I'm renovating the place, and I just, with the holidays coming up, I needed a break, so I just finished my theater room, so I actually went to vacation downstairs and kind of tuned out everything.
Oh, I'm really glad that you couldn't come on for 15 minutes a week because you had to relax.
Exactly.
Well, I guess at least you gave me notice. Sky and Murph have just stopped showing up.
Yeah, see, I'm nice like that. I kind of give you an email the night before and be like, hey, what's up? I'm watching Tron 2.0 on my new system. I know I didn't say that. I kind of kept it vague, but I'm willing to be truthful with you now that my vacation has passed. So.
Did you see the picture we tweeted out of you 2 weeks ago from the studio?
No, not at all. There's a picture of me in the studio.
Oh.
I've never been to Toronto.
Yeah, no, it was just your arm lying on the ground with a bottle of Jameson and a Culture Club album.
Boy, you have no idea how close that is to the real thing.
I'll retweet that today.
Please do.
So, JB, real quick, here, and you know what, J. Rong, I'm going to give you something to chew on while I chat with my buddy JB over here. J. Rong, think of a couple of guys less than 50% owned, roughly, that if you need a pinch hitter this week, you might be able to start. But JB, let me go to you first. JB, are there a couple of matchups you really like this week? Someone maybe who's on your bench that you might put in as a starter because the matchup is so juicy?
Oh, well, looking at the matchups here, I think Ben Tate might not be started in a lot of leagues. He gets a good matchup at Jacksonville on Thursday, obviously coming off the huge game this past week. He's a guy I like. Other good matchups off the top of my head. I do like Kendall Wright playing at Denver. Should get a lot of junk time. He's kind of the move the chains guy. You would think Denver would blow him out. Wright's probably starting in most leagues, but if you have a stacked team, he might be in the conversation for you.
Okay, and that's a good point. And I think, too, someone else you might want to look at in that Denver game, especially if the score starts lighting up, Justin Hunter might be someone that if you are stuck for a wide receiver, widely available. Also, someone I had picked up and I sat on the last couple weeks was Michael Crabtree. Looked really good this week. Probably wouldn't start him this weekend against Seattle. But if you do have a bye or if you can hold off, if you got someone else you can play this week, Crabtree is widely available. So there's a couple of names of wide receivers you can go out and grab. Also, too, I've been saying this all year, but Seattle has rode Marshawn Lynch hard. And if, just by fluke, God forbid, he gets hurt, Christian Michael could be a big breakout player in the playoffs. So, again, your bench guys, you don't need six guys on your bench. So have some upside plays here. You might not need the handcuff, but go grab Christian Michael or Justin Hunter, guys who have high upside that could go on a run in the playoffs. No one saw Alshon Jeffrey coming this year. I was going to say no one saw Josh Gordon coming, but I did. All right, Jay Rong, who you liking this year, Jay? Some playoff pinch hitters.
A guy I like maybe is, besides all the Chargers, I like Hartline. He may be available out there. He did a great job against the Jets this past week, 127 yards and a touchdown, I think. And he looks like he's going to be second year in a row where he's going to pass 1,000 yards, and he does it quietly. He's another stable guy. Let's see, all the Broncos I like. Under 50%.
Wow, that's in-depth coverage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, of course. Under 50%, maybe Vincent Brown. I know he's out there. Maybe Ladarius Green. I know I'm sticking with a lot of Chargers here, but I think people forget about them a lot. I make sure to make sure everyone remembers them. I don't think they may be done as the season goes, but I still like that offense. Anybody on New England who is not Edelman or Amendola. I like, just because with Stephen Ridley out, LeGarrette Blount is pretty much trash. I think they're going to do a lot of these slot bubble screen stuff. Some PPIs, maybe a guy like, Tompkins or Dobson, if they're in there, I might take a look at them. I mean, honestly, if you're in the playoffs, you're not looking at guys who are owned under 50%. Just go with the guys who got you there. I think that's the theme.
All right. I'm going to give you guys both an opportunity to tell me players that, you know what, maybe you rode them all year, but you might not start them in the playoffs, or at least give you some pause. Think on that. I'll give you one that I'm thinking about. I know Peyton Manning might break the touchdown record this year, and that's a possibility. But as a guy who's been burned by Peyton having qualified for the NFL playoffs and then sitting out in my fantasy football championship game in the Markham Keeper League, not that I'm bitter. I will say this. The Broncos play a ridiculously easy schedule rest of the season. So I'm just saying, if you're intending to ride Peyton to the finals, I'd probably have a quality backup quarterback just in case he sits, because he's all about the big picture, the big win. And like I said, I've been burned by that before. JB, anyone you might be worried about going into the playoffs?
Well, I mean, he's been inconsistent since taking over the wide receiver one role anyway, but looking at T.Y. Hilton heading at Cincinnati, I think he's kind of a fringe starter, even on good teams. I don't like that matchup at all. Andrew Luck has fallen apart. The weather there in Cincinnati might not be too good. That's one I'd avoid.
JB, would you be comfortable starting A.J. Green, which sounds ridiculous, except, again, weather's an issue. Dalton's consistency is an issue.
I think you're probably playing Green in almost all scenarios, unless for some reason the weather there is just so abysmal that nothing's going to happen.
Jaron, what about you? Anyone giving you pause going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, what JB said, I agree with. Andrew Luck and company. Chiefs defense looks like trash now. Ben Tate, you never trust. I don't like Torrey Smith and Jacoby Jones right now. Flacco has struggled with the deep pass this season. I mean, I think going into last Sunday, I think I read he's been 4-for-17 with an interception on throws of 30 yards or longer, and that's pretty much the strength of those two guys. So I'm not really trusting any of that. We mentioned Ridley. None of the quarterback situations for Tennessee, Cincy, all those guys, I don't trust either. So those are the guys I'm staying away from.
All right, I'm going to throw another question to you guys. You guys both can think of a question to ask me. There you go. And while you're doing that, I'll also mention, following up on the Flacco conversation that you brought up, Jay Rong, is that Dennis Pitta might be back this week. And just as you're talking about, they've been having trouble getting the deep ball out. Dennis Pitta could be a tight end, again, if you've got James Cameron there or someone that you're a little bit nervous about at tight end. Dennis Pitta could be an interesting play this week. What do you think about that, Jaron?
Yeah, I mean, I see him as a Heath Miller. He's kind of like an escape guy for the QB. I mean, I've never been a big Flacco guy, but it doesn't take much to pass, 5 yards at a time. Pitta's good, especially in PPR, so he'll get that short yardage. He's a big guy, big target, so...
Okay, now, JB, while you're thinking of a really good question for me, no pressure, I'm going to go off topic real quick for Jay Rong here. Your Washington Nationals got fister yesterday. What do you think about that? Not to go baseball here on you, but that was a pretty interesting pickup, I think, for the Nationals.
Yeah, interesting in that it was a fleecing. I mean, I'm not quite sure what Detroit is doing. It seems like they want to go with a strategy of, well, we're not going to get infield defense, so we'll get rid of our best ground ball pitcher for 10 cents on the dollar. I mean, I'm not sure what it is. I think right now, both fantasy and in major leagues, Washington Nationals probably have the best rotation at this point. A lot can change, obviously, but it was an interesting trade. I'm not sure why Detroit did it. I mean, I'm sure they have a payroll like everyone else, but I think you probably want to trade Porcello instead of Sister, right?
I think they need to save their pennies to sign Max Scherzer is, I think, the plan there, but... Anyway, enough baseball talk. JB, it is now time. You've been waiting all day. You get to ask me a question.
All right, so sticking with the guy we've talked about a lot this episode, I have an interesting question for you for drafts next year.
Okay.
I know it's a little different, But say
I'm taking Josh Gordon first overall.
Yeah, that's where I was going. Say he stays there in Cleveland. What wide receiver are you taking him?
You know what? For me, Josh Gordon is probably, you know, I'd have to think of it on the fly, but maybe 4, 5, 6 overall at wide receiver. So possibly in the late second, early third round. I don't think that's crazy. I think he's a legit number one receiver. He's had no consistency at quarterback. He keeps hauling it in. He's a legit talent. He reminds me, you know, he's gonna sound like I'm talking him down. He reminds me of a more focused Dwayne Bowe. So he has kind of the physical attributes of a Dwayne Bowe, Demaryius Thomas. I can't wait to see what he does with the quarterback. So I would be very comfortable with him as my wide receiver one. Probably the only guys I would take ahead of him are Calvin Johnson. I'd probably take Brandon Marshall just based on track record and the fact that Mark Trestman's getting the ball passed around so much in Chicago. But you know what? If you're going to ask me, would you rather have A.J. Green or Josh Gordon? I'm probably going to take Green, but that's how close it is for me right now, JB.
What about Dez Bryant or Josh Gordon next year?
And that's a very fair question, but I will say this. On paper, you should take Dez. But I'll just, for fun, make an argument as to why you might want to take Josh Gordon. Even though Gordon has had some off-field issues, he's probably had less than Dez. Dez tends to get nicked up a little bit. And I think, you know, we're seeing the ceiling of Dez Bryant right now. This is as high as he can go. Romo's had a great year. He's been great the last couple of years. You know, get Teddy Bridgewater or you know, some high upside quarterback in Cleveland. And let's see what Josh Gordon can do. The only concern I have for Gordon is probably next year he's going to see less targets. But with Norv Turner running the offense there as the offensive coordinator, I like him a lot. So, JB, thank you. That is a very good question. You get a gold star. Jay Rong, over to you. Woo! You got a question for me or what?
Really quick, I like how you said that, you know, when Josh Gordon gets a good quarterback. Do we even trust Cleveland to ever get a good quarterback? Is that ever going to happen?
You know what? It's easy to pick on Cleveland. I like Cleveland. I actually go to Cleveland quite a bit. I have a stalker from Cleveland. So, yes.
Well, they don't have a good one now, and Josh Gordon is still doing this.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. That's my point. So,
wait, you have a stalker from Cleveland? Does she have all her teeth?
I mentioned in the intro, she was watching me from the bushes today, and I was complimenting her on her yellow eyeshadow and shaved head. Love it when the carpet matches the drapes.
Yeah. Oh, poor Cleveland.
Oh, I love you, Mitzi. So, Jay, you got a question or what?
Yes. Where my woman?
Where's your woman?
You promised, you and Kyle promised a woman for me at some point. When is this going to happen?
Kyle, can you get on emogirlsfromdc.com? You know what we're totally going to do? Not even joking. We're going to find a dating site. Like something funny, like Christian Mingle or something. By the way, this show really needs a single Christian dating site sponsor. Just saying that, Christian Mingle. But we'll go put up a profile for Jay Rong, and it'll be, you know what? Totally. I'm on this. I'm on this like a fat kid on birthday cake.
Okay. You said that like at week 4, and I'm not sure Christian Mingle is the target demographic we go for here, but... I'm willing to give you a shot, Nick. I'm willing to give you a shot. Let's see what happens.
Okay, well, let's start filling out your profile. How tall are you?
I am 5'11".
No, but for real. We don't want to exaggerate here.
No exaggeration. I am 5'11".
5'11".
If I was exaggerating, I would have just gone for the even 6 foot like everyone else does.
Okay. Half Korean, half Irish. Likes Jameson. Likes art. Likes home renovation projects. You're a catch.
Yeah. I mean, basically my profile equates, you could just put down drinks a lot and build armoires. I mean, that kind of encompasses everything. So,
JB, does your girlfriend, who you haven't proposed to yet, have any single friends that might want to drive up to the Beltway?
Drive across the country.
You make it sound like it's far.
You're like below me by 60 miles.
Sorry, Jay Rong, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, I'm not cross-country. I'm like 60 miles north of him.
JB, back to you.
Come down here, bring all the Jameson you can. I'm sure we can dig someone out to drink it with you.
All right, here's the plan. What? Here's what we're going to do.
No,
hold on.
We got to meet halfway. We got to meet halfway in Virginia Beach. We'll find some skinks there, and we'll party it up. But there's none of me going down to North Carolina or something.
Okay,
we gotta
pause.
Meet halfway.
Pause. It's kind of like the baseball show.
You're the
show.
One on the prowl. You're the one. You got to come down here.
It's too wide down there. I don't belong down there. There's not one place that sells kimchi down there. That's my rule. I only travel where they sell kimchi. I'm sure there's an international market in Virginia Beach that sells something, but as soon as I go down to North Carolina, I'm in white territory. They just think I'm Mexican. They don't even try to think I'm Asian.
Okay, everyone shut up.
I'm gonna buy some and lay it out like breadcrumbs so you
Lost
just calm
control.
Down anyway without knowing what happened.
Lost control. Okay, everyone shut up. Shut up.
Like Nick doesn't even have to be here anymore. It's just you and me, JB. Let's do this.
All right, I'm leaving. Bye, guys.
For the rest of time.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Later. No, seriously. Hold on. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Razzball tour to Washington next spring. We'll figure out how to do that. We're going to go to a Nats game, and we're going to bring all the single emo chicks from Washington. Sorry, emo chicks prefer to be called emo ladies. Bring all the emo ladies from the Beltway out to Nationals Park. We'll go have some chili at Ben's. We'll watch the presidents run around. And basically, we'll do like a speed dating thing for Jay Runk. That's the plan. Book it. Kyle, book the flights. We're on it. It's going to be fine. Jay Runk, girlfriend. Jay Runk, JB, thanks for joining me. Thanks for ruining the last 3 minutes of this show. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck in your playoffs. Don't forget, email me, nick@razzball.com, if you want to shoot the shit with me on how to make this podcast better. There was a lot of examples of what's wrong with it today. Thanks for joining us on the Razzball Football Podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
Show might make your muscles start to spasm. It may even cause some of you to orgasm.
It's the Razzball Podcast. Jimmy Fantasy Hell.
Well, we think you prefer us. We rock the mic so hard we should ride in the tour bus. Make you shoot all down your leg like your Plaxico Burris.
It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast.
It's Razzball, baby.